Hello, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan. Nathan, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here.
I thought that was you. Yes, sir. I thought that was you. I am. So I'm glad you called me today. It's so funny. I was going to call you yesterday, and my truck. I was working on my truck, and it took me a tad bit longer than I thought. I had an O-ring and injector go out, and I ended up having to flush my whole fuel system and after replacing all the O-rings on my injectors. But I was going to call you today. Now, yes, sir, I would like to go ahead and get started.
Okay. So let me see. I think we've got everything that we need to get things set up. Would you be available for your follow-up call, your client interview today?
Yes. Now, I can. It would be, I could in just a hair a little bit. I'm actually literally starting breakfast. As I know it's a late breakfast, but we just got back from the store. But do you need my, because I have another card number.
Okay, so the one that I've got ends 4771. You wanted to use a different one?
Yes, that's no good number.
Okay. On this card, is it also your first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
No, yeah, Nathan, my first and last name. And now I've got one other question. Now, we'll get that straightened out the website now, because see, I haven't quite finished mine up yet, because I have so much stuff happened, and I've got to finish that up and we'll straighten that out, because I'm not with DP no more, and I don't do, they're such a scam artist, like they tried to scam me out of, like, try to tell me I owe them $6,000, but we got it down to I don't understand, because I signed a 12-month contract with them, and they tried to tell me when my 12 months was over, that it went to month to month. And I said, what does that mean? And if you sign a 12-month contract, that means after 12 months, I'm not eligible to pay nothing no more after that. But they try to say their system kicks you to month. And for 2.5 years, they've been charging me and charging me late fees and all kinds. Yeah, so I finally got them to drop that off. But when they did and we dropped the services, I paid them, the thing was at first pay them $1,500 for my website. Well, they did me a thing where they made my website for me and I paid them, I was paying monthly for it. So now they took that website completely down. And so so I need to get mine up where I have one. And so, but that's something we can straighten out later on. Once we get going.
Yeah, we'll be able to help you out there and you know, fix a website, make a new website for you if we need to and all of that. That's not a problem. I mean, that's a service that we provide, something that we'd be happy to do for you as well. And then, like I said, your client interview takes about a half an hour. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself, like I said, only takes about a half an hour. But we're going to want to talk to you about all of those types of things, what you want on your website and services you want to provide, things like mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, anything like that, what's unique about your business. And, like I said, we'll take a look at that client interview and get that going for you. On this new card, Nathan, is it a Visa as well, MasterCard?
Yeah, it's a Visa. Yeah.
Okay. So it should start with a 4 if you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time. I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay, 4491.
Mm-hmm.
4501.
Okay.
0051.
Yes, sir.
6132.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
It is 626.
6 of 2026.
Yep.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
108.
So I've got 108. I've got June or 06 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 4491, 4501, 0051, 6132.
That's it.
Does that bill at the 156 Wakeman Minton Lane? Okay, perfect. All right. So we've got that all set up. I'm going to, of course, update the billing date. So it will be today's date, the 9th and then it's going to bill today for that that $299. Every month moving forward, it's going to bill for the exact same amount. Of course, it is a flat rate. We went over all of this before in the voice verification.
Yeah.
Still remember all of that. And then let me pull up that client interview calendar to see what's available. And did you want something pretty early on here, or are you looking for something maybe a little later on in the day? Looks like the earliest we could do, I think it might be possible to get you in pretty quickly here, but I don't know that I could do the 11 o'clock, but there's a 12 o'clock and a 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock also, then this afternoon there's also 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, so let's do 4 o'clock. How, because
4?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I could do 1:30 or so, but like I said, I'm literally just getting ready to start this breakfast.
Sure.
And I figure by the time we eat and all, if 1 would be pushing it.
Okay, okay. So we'll do 4 o'clock then?
Yes, that's fine. That's perfect.
Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. And then, Nathan, again, if I'm in between phone calls when they're ready to give you a call, whether it's 405 or 410, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you have. And then, of course, if I'm already on a call myself, they'll just call you on their own. They'll do a really good job of taking care of you. Of course, they'll have to work and everything like that. I did want to set up a little bit of added security here on your account. Just a question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they're with All-Star Tree Care, we're going to want to make sure that they know the answer to the security question, even if it's you and we recognize your voice. And more importantly, Nathan, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I'm going to do the city I was born in.
Okay, and then what is the answer?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay. Type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then you're going to receive a couple of different emails, and let me check and see if our system's already sent them. First of all, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. I don't see that that one has been sent just yet, but I do see the Local Splash initial invoice email, which is actually the one that we need you to take a look at right now. You should have got a text and an email, but if you open up the one that says Local Splash initial invoice, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Do I do the text or an email?
Either one, whichever you've received should allow you to click on the link.
Okay, I did the email, the text.
Okay. It should say, please click here to accept subscription terms, and it should take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience.
And it says signature?
Yeah. Are you all the way down at the bottom then?
Yes.
There's a small box above the line. It says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And
yep.
Then in the longer box below it is where you would type in or copy and paste your name. It is case sensitive, and if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name in the box, click the longer box below it that says confirm signature, and that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case, we're reducing the cost of the service, waiving the setup fee. If necessary, we'll do a website for you as well. Now, if it asks you for a username and a password, just let me know. You can actually stop right there.
Yep.
Okay. So the reason that you're seeing it ask you for a username and password, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that your tracking system is. So, you know, it thinks you're trying to log into your tracking system. It also thinks your tracking system is already active, your reporting system. We're going to do the client interview today, and then maybe, you know, the next couple of days, you're going to get by text and email your username and a default password that you can use to log in to track your success, see where your phone calls are coming from and things like that. But we have to get that created first. I think if you put in a username and a password now, it would give you an error message that the page has not yet been created. I can give you the username that's already been created, but it cannot be changed. The password, you can change it once you log in if you like. But your username is just the phone number that we are speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. So, no dashes or parentheses. Your phone number, yeah. So 540-683-4792. That's going to be your username. Easy for you to remember. Again, it's just the numbers, no dashes or parentheses or anything like that. And then once your tracking system is active, we'll text and email you out both that username and the password that you would use to access your tracking system. Now, you also received another email. First of all, you got the welcome email. Our system did send that one out. So that does have our client support phone number on there, hours of operation. You can reach a live client interview or client support technician, I should say, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay, you can email 24/7. They'll follow up the following day. Nathan, you also received an additional email. You've got to help us expedite the process of getting you Google PIN verified. Now, Google's getting a little bit more comprehensive with their verification process because they want to make sure that the businesses on the first page are actual legitimate businesses that will answer the phone and provide quality service. So, anything you can send from that list, it doesn't have to be everything, but, you know, tools or equipment, your work vehicle, license plate. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yes.
It is. Okay, so if you can send us that information. If you have a business card, great. If not, it's okay. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but as much as you can send will certainly help us out. And, of course, you know, part of what we mentioned back when we did the original client interview is that this is going to work best if you're actively involved in your campaign. So whether it's us calling you about something that we might need or information we want you to have, or if it's a potential customer calling you to hire you for your services, once you're answering your phone on a regular basis and actively involved in your campaign, you're going to see great success with this. So we've got your client interview scheduled for today at 4. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Now, the calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Now, you can respond to it if you like. A lot of people do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sending that to you now. And again, that's just for your record, just as a reminder, at 1 o'clock or in that 4 o'clock hour is when your interview is scheduled. Now at 3 o'clock, you'll also get an automated email. The system will remind you that you've got that client interview scheduled in the 4 o'clock hour. Might be a few minutes after 4 that they actually give you a call. And like I said, if I am between phone calls when they're ready, I'll speak with you again before the end of the day. If not, I'll be talking with you soon. And it's always a pleasure speaking with you. I'm actually really glad that we spoke this morning, and it's kind of funny that you're thinking about me call anyway.
I was going to give y'all a call at lunchtime. Once we got done eating, it's breakfast for us, but
yeah,
a little late, pretty much lunch.
That's
but
okay. Yeah, well, brunch, it's a little after 11.
Yeah,
That's not too late. I like
no,
late.
My oldest
like
son,
late,
he came over
breakfast
yesterday. So I took
oh,
off
no
today,
kidding.
But yeah. Me and their mother we split the time between them, and my oldest,
okay,
he's been staying over a little more, so I took today off.
Oh,
but now I did have
good
one other question.
Okay.
Now my username's my phone number. What was my password?
So the password has not been generated yet.
Okay.
Like I said, you don't have to worry about it. I know it's asking you for your username and password. It's just the automated system thinking that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. But once your tracking system is up and running, we are going to send you by text and email your password. I think if you put it in now, it's just going to give you an error message that your tracking system is not active yet anyway.
Oh, no, no, that's fine. No, I was just, I couldn't. The kids were being a little loud, and I couldn't hear
exactly
what you said.
That's okay, yeah. So we'll get that information out to you once your tracking system is ready for you to see. Like I said, we'll do the client interview first to get that information. But other than that, you're all set and squared away here on my end. Always a pleasure speaking with you, and hopefully I will be able to speak with you again here before the end of the day. But one way or another, our technician will give you a call in that 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, yes, sir. No problem. Thank you. You've been so professional. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. And I did want to thank you also for your kindness and patience, as always, in taking this call. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
Now, I did have one other little question. Is there a way to leave a review anywhere for you or anything?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, my name is Paul Gordon. I'm going to send you a link. That way it's going to be real easy for you to write that review. And we really would appreciate that as well, Nathan.
Oh, yes. No. I know how our work is. It's all off reviews and people's word. You've been wonderful. So, yes, sir, send me that link, and I'll make sure I get that took care of for you here shortly. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Nathan, and you have a great rest of the day. Thanks again.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.